The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Hi, everybody. Jeff Hemmelt from SFMSports.net here with Jake Russ after the Stevenson men fall to William Patterson 1-0 at Mustang Stadium. Jake, thanks for joining us. And the seven-game winning streak, unfortunately, got snapped today, and it came in the last 15 minutes off a set piece. Can you tell me a little bit about the goal you guys gave up, how that came about?
Yeah, it was our goalie passed out a ball, little mistake in the middle. Corner kick was given up. Defensive set pieces has been a trouble for us all year long. And they capitalized on their set piece. So we just got to keep working on defending our set pieces.
Obviously, just one loss in eight games, certainly nothing to be disappointed about. You guys have had a great run so far, 8-2 so far in the season. You're starting off a five-game homestand, obviously not the result you wanted today. But how do you guys continue? How can you bounce back and get this homestand back to a good start?
Coach said after the game, he said, we all played hard today, and we forget about today, and we come out Tuesday against a well-ranked team, and we just got to play our hearts out like we did today. And 8-2, still a good record. We just got to keep rolling.
All right, Jake. Well, thanks for your time today, and we'll get you back here on the homestand, try and get back in the win column.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. And we'll bring in Coach Pawlak here in just a second. And like I said to Jake, Coach, nothing to be disappointed about in the long run. I mean, just one loss in the last eight games. You guys are still 8-2. But like Jake mentioned, those set pieces just seem to be the Achilles heel right now.
Yeah, and, you know, we work hard on that in practice. But, you know, sometimes you got to give credit. That was just a cracker. I mean, yeah. It was just a great goal.
Right.
And the guy hit it on the line, and the kid timed it perfectly and got up and a little taller. And, that was just a great goal. So those happen as part of the game. I think we were disappointed in that we wanted to go for that all-time record, eight wins in a row, and we wanted to be 9-1 against F&M, who's going to come in here ranked top five in the country, and we thought we'd throw it at it. But this is a very good team we played. I mean, they've beaten Stevens Tech this year. It was always a Sweet 16 team. They played number 12 Salisbury to a draw, and we hit the post twice. Sometimes they call it a cruel game for a reason.
That's for sure.
But I'm real proud of the boys. They couldn't play any harder, and if you're the coach and your team played as hard as they possibly can play, then somebody's got to lose. we're okay. They're going to let it go, I'm sure, and we'll come back on Tuesday and see if we can do something with F&M.
Yeah, you mentioned Franklin and Marshall, the next home game coming up. Obviously, a ranked opponent, obviously an important game for you guys to start off this homestand. What's the key against Franklin and Marshall to get a good result on Tuesday?
Well, their coach is a good buddy of mine, and he was a prolific player, and he's a great coach, and they've got a really, really strong team. The last 2 years we played them, it's been 1-0 them, and we're going to try to see if we can turn that around. I just hope we have something left in the tank, because that team was very physical today, and of course, of all days, it's got to get up to 86 degrees, and we got to come back quick on Tuesday. So we'll see. We'll have a little bit more than 48 hours, and I'm sure we'll show up.
All right, Coach, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks again. We'll see you back here in a couple days' time.
Okay, thank you.
Jeff Hemmelt here with Coach John Pawlak and Jake Russ after the Stevenson men fall to William Patterson 1-0 at Mustang Stadium.